Yeah, the opportunity for Jude and I to talk to Dill about all things rugby league. We're doing that for our mates at Paddy's Markets. You're on the Dead Set Legends here on Triple M, Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Wallen. Tackle one, Jude.
Incredibly, the NRL are considering another rule change which will punish teams who kick into touch by rewarding the opposition with a 7-tackle set. Your thoughts, Dell?
Yeah, look, it's stop making different rules. There's nothing wrong with the game. The product is really good now, so stop making these crappy little rules. Like, it's, you know, the football's been the best it's been for a long time, so just go away. Go away with your rules. I just had enough. Honestly, just don't touch the game.
Yeah, too much tinkering.
Oh, 100%.
Tackle two, yep. So the NRL Innovation Committee.
Yep.
And whilst we're talking about this, Storm prop Christian Welsh was quick to tweet, please leave our game alone, yep. Just like you said. Would love if the commission would focus on a bigger picture strategy. Do you agree?
100%. I did see that that social media post. And, you know, we've had him on the show a couple of times and, you know, on the Saturday show. He's one of the smartest footballers I know, and he's really thinking about the game, and he's a really nice bloke, Christian Welsh. So the boys are in good hands there.
Okay, boys, just before you go to tackle three, just some news from the judiciary. Latrell Mitchell, grade 2 high tackle, careless, 6 weeks with an early guilty plea, 9 if he fights it and loses. So he is done and dusted for the season.
And so
is South's premiership chances now.
There you go. Just repeating that. Latrell Mitchell, grade 2, high tackle, careless, 6 weeks with an early plea, guilty plea, 9 if he fights it and loses. And you imagine if he fights it, he would lose it. So that is done and dusted for Latrell Mitchell. And no doubt the boys in the show after us will go into that in more detail.
Tackle three, Dell. Who wears the number one jersey for the Titans next year, Jaden Campbell or Brimson?
I like what Jaden Campbell's done. He brings such an X factor. He's tough, mate. He's pound for pound. It reminds me so much of his dad, but he's carving his own niche out. And Brimson, I've seen him play 5'8 for Queensland in the 20s and that. I'd put Brimson in at 5'8, and that'd be a nice little combination.
Yeah, they'll look really good there. Of course, we do the big set of six. Thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. With over 1,000 stands in 2 huge locations, you're sure to find a bargain at Paddy's. Visit the website, paddysmarkets.com.au. Tackle four. It's been a big week for Curtis Scott. Haven't been sacked from the Raiders. What now for the centre, who's obviously still young enough to make an impression?
Yeah, look, I like Curtis Scott. I've met him a couple of times. He's a nice young fella. You know, obviously he's got his demons, as we all have. Mate, I just think we need to cut this kid a break. Let him go and work on himself. There'll be opportunities for him. And I want to see Curtis Scott come out the other side, because he doesn't need anyone kicking him. I don't like that we just keep writing about these young blokes, because what will happen is one of these young blokes, touch wood, doesn't happen, but they'll commit suicide. They'll take their own lives.
Is it a maturity thing for him or not? What is it?
Look, I think when he was at Cronulla, there was always a few question marks. Like, obviously, he throws them all right, and then he went to Melbourne, and Craig Bellamy doesn't get rid of blokes that he wants to keep, so there was a few question marks there. And then when the Raiders signed him, I was hoping he'd go well, and I still like Curtis Scott. He's only a young fella. He can get it right. Rugby league, you know, gives you second chances, so people say, he's had 3-4 chances, but look, I think for Curtis, I wish him all the best, and I want to see the best of him.
Has he only ever really hurt himself?
Yeah,
I always feel more sorry for those sort of guys when they haven't, you know, they're just doing it to themselves. So if they get their head right, the right coach, the right village around them,
that's right.
That could be okay.
And that's exactly right. You know, he's obviously a very talented footballer. Obviously, you know, he's had some issues like we all have, but mate, best of luck, Curtis Scott, and obviously his family too. So his mum and dad don't want to read that sort of stuff, you know. So
you're right. League immortal Andrew Johns wants the top 8 system replaced with a top 6 final series. This is what he said on Channel 9.
Rewarding teams that have lost more games than they've won. I think the Knights have got a minus differential of about 130. Yeah. For me, top 6.
What do you think, Dell? Top 6?
I think top 6. I remember back in the day coming through in the 90s and that, it was the top 5. Mm. The Broncos, we came from 5th to win the premiership. But I reckon Joey's right. Like, you know, we're rewarding sort of...
Disagree. I love the 8 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
The 8 at this point.
Exactly. It's another game of footy.
I know.
And you just sort of think, you never know. They could just jag it. The 8th spot could beat 5th and they could make a bit of a run.
Like the Cowboys
like more
did a
footy
couple
as
years
a fan,
ago.
You know what I mean?
I get it. And it's about, you know, entertainment. It's about the money stuff. But I like Joey, one of the best football brains in the game. Yeah. And I like what he's thinking there.
Yeah, him and his brother know what they're talking
Unbelievable.
About.
Unbelievable. Matty
Johns. We should be listening. Yeah. Out of the teams that have missed this season's top 8, who do you think have been the most disappointing?
Oh, look, I think for me... I think the Broncos, mate, they've got so much good young talent up there. And even, like, you know, they're talking about tapping Kevvy Walters on the show, uh, on the
He seems to have him going in an area now, which is positive.
Yeah, but it's going to take another 12 or 18 months for him to get that culture that he wants there. Okay. And, like, it's funny, like, Seabold was under the pump a little bit there. Things haven't got much better. Yeah, they've got to just change it. And I think it's the individual culture of players. Sometimes they get big money before they've actually done so. I've got no problems with players getting big money just quietly. But the culture of the Broncos has changed a lot in the last 5, 10 years.
You've got to live up to it, though, don't you?
You do, you do. You know, when you walk in there, no disrespect to the players, the women's Broncos have...
Back-to-back.
Yeah, they've been really good, you know. Our guys, I don't want to kick the boys while they're down, but they've been pretty ordinary.
Yep, okay. Thanks a lot, mate. That is the big set of six. Thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets.